Hi, everyone. Welcome to the PTSS Lab Research Podcast, where we discuss the 10-year RCMP study, part of Canada's federal framework on post-traumatic stress disorder. My name is Ava, and today we're doing an overview of the study on the cardiac cycle patterns among RCMP cadets. Joining me is Dr. Nicholas Carlton, a clinical psychology professor with expertise in psychological trauma among Canadian PSP and lead researcher of the PTSS Lab at the University of Regina.
Thanks for having me, Ava. I'm excited to discuss what we found.
It's great to have you, Nick. That being said, let's dive right in. So, can you give me a quick overview of why this study was done? What's the benefit of characterizing the cardiac cycles of RCMP cadets?
So, according to existing research, RCMP members have an increased risk for developing post-traumatic stress injuries. We know that cardiac cycle timing intervals and measurements of heart function can provide key insights to an individual's stress levels. And this data is widely available in groups like the general public, university athletes, and those with heart diseases, but is limited in regards to cadet recruits.
Okay, so there's kind of a gap in the data that you'd like to fill?
Right. Since RCMP members are at an increased risk of PTSI, monitoring their heart function can be vital to identifying changes which could lead to future medical complications. So this part of the RCMP study was designed to provide more data to characterize the cardiac cycle metrics of the RCMP cadets beginning their training, which can be used as a point of comparison in the future.
Okay, I see. Yeah, having this data on hand seems crucial, especially if there's already members displaying signs of PTSI. Could you tell me a little about the method used to collect this data?
Yes. So participants were given LLA Recordis heart monitoring devices and recorded their cardiac cycle data for 1 minute at the same time of day for at least 3 days out of their 26-week CTP. The data were then sent to the LLA application on the participant's phone, which was then stored for analysis.
Oh, so they were using a specific app to do this? That's very convenient. So, what were the results you found from this data? Was there anything that stood out about the cardiac cycles of cadets compared to other groups?
Well, we found that RCMP cadets beginning their training program have similar cardiac markers seen in the healthy general population. There are some differences in heart function between the cadets in comparison to the general population, likely due to different demands placed on their hearts, but there are no differences in markers which are predictive of a future medical complication. So RCMP cadets generally do not have a heightened risk for a future medical complication.
Interesting. Do you think it's more likely that RCMP members are developing these kinds of issues after they've been deployed, since there aren't pre-existing markers for them during their pre-training?
Yes. We believe that elevated psychological stress from occupational demands on RCMP members may alter their cardiac cycle intervals, increasing their risk for the occurrence of a major adverse cardiac event.
Okay. So, what do you think the long-term benefit of collecting this data will be?
The data will provide critical context and baselines for future research to clarify how heart function is impacted by diverse occupational stressors and linked with physical and mental health changes.
It's interesting to see the steps being taken here to detect and minimize the causes of these kinds of stress injuries. Well, thank you for your time, Nick, and for shedding some light on how the analysis of cardiac cycles can help combat PTSI.
Thank you, Ava. It was a pleasure to be here.
And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this podcast. If you enjoyed our discussion about the RCMP longitudinal study, you can check out some of our other podcasts and additional information on the topic on our website at ptsslab.ca. For more details and specifics on this study, the full paper is available on our website as well. Have a nice day.